Welcome to the Wednesday, April 4th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Yesterday, I mentioned how OS X is more and more targeted by malware kits like the Black Hole Exploit Kit, and in particular, Java vulnerabilities are being abused. Now, a lot of the infections actually still happen by users willingly installing things like the flashback exploits, but Java certainly starts playing a role here. So it's nice to see that today Apple came out with an update for Java that fixes some of these issues that we currently see exploited. If you don't trust Java, the current diary has a link to a little video telling you how to disable Java. Be careful with that. There is some useful software that actually uses Java, and I'm not sure how much of that is being disrupted by turning Java off. It's not as much the sort of browser applets, but just sort of desktop software that is written in Java. And this is somewhat more popular on OS X than it is for Windows. And well, this isn't certainly the first time that Java, in particular Java plugins and web browsers, turn out to be abused. So Mozilla is now actually continuously updating a blacklist of outdated Java plugins, Java 6U30 and 7U2 just made that list. So if you are running an outdated Java applet, then Mozilla or Firefox will not launch it. And Manuel seems to be the magnet for airline-related scams these days. If you remember, a couple of weeks back, he wrote about a fake email from LAN Airlines. This time, it's US Airways being impersonated here. Again, it kind of looks like an online reservation confirmation. Asks you to click on the respective link. And if you do, then you're being offered the usual exploit kits. So if your browser isn't patched, you may be infected with malware. I kind of tend to believe that this kind of scam actually affects infrequent flyers more than frequent flyers. As a frequent flyer, you typically know what these messages look like better, and you may not necessarily click on it. But if you only fly once or twice a year, these messages change their format often enough where you may not be aware of it. One issue I also see coming up, and I've seen that legitimately, I haven't seen it exploited yet, is where airlines are asking you for the TSA flight information, which is usually your name and birthday. But I could see where a scam is exploiting these kind of notifications, asking you, well, maybe for your credit card as well as your name and birthday. And airlines do once in a while send out these requests via email if you didn't enter it as part of your original reservation. Now, I hope that everybody who is listening to this podcast understands how important it is to overwrite or physically destroy hard drives before disposing of them. Now, the part that's usually getting people in trouble are not necessarily the desktop and server hard drives, but embedded hard drives in devices. If you remember, for example, printers made the headlines. Now, recently, some college students bought a huge used Xbox and then uncovered a credit card data from the prior owner on that Xbox's hard drive. Microsoft considers that unlikely. They're investigating it. So it may be that the prior owner modded it or made some other change to the Xbox or used some unusual software with it that then stored the credit card number. But of course, as these devices become more and more like what we usually consider a PC, the same kind of care has to be taken when you dispose of these devices. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.